This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event. Let's get ready to rumble!
Good morning, Melbourne and the world, if you're listening online. It is the tag team this morning on Joy. Just Hunter and Dave the Apprentice, just two of us in today.
Can I impersonate Harry?
Yeah, please.
Good morning. We're going to bump a show.
She says good morning. That's the whole point of the joke. She says good morning.
I really switched on at the start of the day.
Just the two of us, and I'll be honest, really just one and a half of us.
It really is.
Guys, you wish you were here because Dave's been bitten by a spider. You've been ravaged by an arachnid.
Oh, Spider-Man.
And he's limping, he's all puffed up at the face, and it sounds like you've had a stroke.
I have. So if you're driving right now, don't be too worried. I am fine.
You sound like a drunk man.
But I look all right, though, don't I?
I'm
healthy.
Oh, you look healthy.
Yeah. But I'm only moments away from
death. So you might be sliding off the scale as the day goes on. So we'll see how far through the morning.
Okay, thank you. Coming up, we're going to take a little bit of Mickey out of our Australian leaders. One's been in the spotlight this week.
At 7 o'clock, we've got old mate Crispy coming in to tell us about New Year's Eve, and then I'm going to tell you about a very awkward sexual encounter.
Oh, I love that.
Joy.org.au.
Get ready, sports lovers. Here comes Dave running across the field in his netball skirt. Oh, no, he's been bitten by a spider. He's right on the ground. He's convulsing. He can't move anymore. Oh, this is the best game he's ever played. It's Dave's Sports Wrap.
I really wish you wouldn't joke about that. It's actually a real serious matter. I'm going to be dead by nine. Anyway, in the English Premier League, Tony Pulis, manager of West Brom, has been sacked, becoming the fifth manager sacked this season after 13 games
Lucky
in the season.
Six. Good luck. Next lamb to the slaughterhouse.
Cricket this Thursday, the Ashes kicks off, and Australia selectors have opted for Tim Payne to take the gloves in the opening two tests against old rivals England. The selection a little bit odd and has got a lot of heat in the media, considering Payne doesn't even wicket keep for his state of Tasmania.
Not even for Tasmania? There must be 13 cricketers down there.
If only. In other soccer news, the Matildas coach Alan Stachik has implored his team to continue their giant killing run and treat the China series like the FIFA World Cup tournament. And they have claimed some huge scalps this year. I know you stay close to it, Hunter, but they've beaten USA, Brazil and Japan.
That is impressive. That's the ladies' team.
And also, we've got Crispy coming up as well, and I know he loves to hear about his canaries. So over the weekend, Norwich drew 1-1 with Barnsley.
I've got no idea what that bit meant. And that was Dave's Sports Wrap.
Joy.org.au.
Just Dave and Hunter. I was going to say Hunter the Apprentice, but it's Dave the Apprentice. And Dave, if you've just tuned in, it's tough going here because Dave's fading away. He's been bitten terribly by a very poisonous spider. Overnight,
the doctor says I might not last it through the tag team.
You've had to take you're taking the day off work because you're going downhill so quickly.
Well, I'm taking a bit of a. I won't do a whole lot at work.
Right? You're going to be on light duties.
Yeah, light duties as I crawl into work. This spider's coming out of my ears,
mate. You're not the only one having a rough day because overnight we had the American Music Awards. The old AMAs were held in America, and it's been a pretty rough night. Yeah. Well, I don't know who's been rougher for Christina Aguilera or Pink.
She's been rehearsing for so long for this performance, and a lot of people loved it. But however, there was a bit of footage showed that maybe Pink wasn't that much of a fan.
Correct. Christina was performing a tribute to Whitney Houston, because who doesn't love a bit of Whitney? She was singing the iconic song, "And I Will Always Love You." And there were a couple. I mean, I didn't think it was that awful, but apparently the notes were a bit bung, a bit flat. And then Pink got sprung in the old classic award show cutaway, where it looked like she was giving Christina an enormous case of stink eye.
Was it Payne? Was it concentration?
It was kind of like... I use that face on you a bit, Dave, don't I? Kind of be like, just make it in.
Oh, that clown joke was bad.
Joy.org.au.
Dave, I've got a dilemma for you. You know I always come to you for my relationship advice.
Oh, I don't know why.
Not just romantic relationships, but also friendships.
Yep.
Okay? And I've got a real dilemma because my housemate recently had a gentleman over for a...
Oh, okay. A bit of a rendezvous.
Adult play date.
Okay.
And you know what I'm like. He's downstairs. I've basically got a glass to the wall so I can hear everything. I just sit at the top of the stairs, you know, like a child waiting for Santa Claus.
So did you know this friend was coming over or did you suddenly... What are you doing here?
No, he told me he says he has a friend. He always says he has a friend.
He's a friend,
but I know what it
Watching
means.
A movie.
And it happens every night, so I'm always there. Anyway, this one, I heard him come in and I was like, I know him. He's a friend of mine.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, ooh. So I eavesdropped for a while. And then my friend was like, oh, is your housemate home? And I was like, oh, I'm going to have to make myself known. So I walked downstairs and then I just thought, oh, hi. So they're sort of intertwined on the couch. Right?
Yep.
And I was like, oh, I better say hello. So I walked over, gave him a hug, gave him a kiss. And as I was doing it, I was thinking, is this appropriate?
No, it's not. Well, how well do you know him?
Not very well.
Okay. But as soon as he saw you, was there a moment of, like, panic in his face? I think those times, moments, you want to be very, like, down low and low key.
I think that my housemate was more uncomfortable with the situation than the date was.
Yeah. Okay.
My housemate was quite, I don't know, I think he found it quite shocking that I would know him.
Yep.
I said, honey, I know everyone.
So is it common that you will go over to the friends and hello and welcome and kiss
them? This is the first time ever. It's the first time ever. So do you think, okay, not okay?
It's not okay.
Well, what should I have done?
Well, I guess it's your house, but I guess, I don't know, maybe just ignore it. I would have just pretended I didn't know him and just said, hey, g'day, hello.
I didn't have to walk down the stairs, obviously.
But... Yeah, but you love a bit of drama, a bit of, you know,
getting
the goss there, Hunter.
Okay, that's what I was at the top of the stairs. I thought I could not go down, or it could be a radio topic, so get down those stairs.
Yes, exactly.
Get content.
Joy.org.au.
Just Dave and Hunter this morning. No Ang Harrod, I'm afraid. She's having a rough day, but not as rough as very well-loved Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull.
Malcolm, he can't get anything right at the moment.
Malcolm. He can't catch a break. He's gone on Triple M Brisbane. He's gone on their, I think, their breakfast show up there.
Yeah, breakfast
Dingo
show.
Dingo and the Wang.
Yeah, and there's a few things that you need to know.
It's not really Dingo and the
I think it's Lawrence
Stupid
Mooney.
Joke, but you had to
I think it's actually Lawrence Mooney.
It's not Lawrence Mooney.
No, he's on breakfast. No. Okay. No.
Not in Brisbane, mate.
If there's something that you need to know heading into Triple M Studios,
yep.
It's a little bit of akadaka.
Well,
is that true?
Somebody had died, right?
Malcolm Young.
just showing my knowledge. Someone had died, right?
Yeah, Malcolm Young, yes.
Well, rest in peace, Malcolm Young. Yeah, so old mate Al Malcolm Turnbull's gone on there. They've asked him what his favourite AC/DC song is. And, well, Dave, why don't we do a reenactment? I'll play Dingo and the Wang. And
Dingo and the Wang, waking up in Brisbane.
I'll play Dingo and the Wang and you play Prime Minister Turnbull.
Okay.
Oh, you're listening to Dingo and the Wang. Tell us, BM, what's your favourite AC/DC song?
Oh, thanks, Dingo, for that question.
The Wang.
I'm not sure, Dingo. I can't name an AC/DC song at the moment.
And then
that's the worst Turnbull impersonation ever.
Then he just went on to list another band that he likes.
Mental as Anything song.
It was an Aussie cringe-tastic moment. Are you a big AC/DC fan?
I'm a little bit, actually, yes. I actually was listening to a song on the way here.
Oh.
You Shook Me All Night Long?
Oh, one of your faves.
Someone's gonna correct that.
Do you often listen to them? Or?
No, I don't often listen to them. I do like their music. I think it's because they're so... AC/DC is such a large... iconic band. So how can you not love them?
You love them because they're such a large
band. Well, they're good. The music's good, okay?
I got to tell you, I am very embarrassingly in Malcolm Turnbull's court. I have now read the article, so I've got a few up my sleeve. But if I had been an esteemed guest on Dingo and the Wang in Brisbane...
Dingo and the Wang, waking up in Brisbane.
I also would not have been able to name an AC/DC song.
Oh, wow.
I just didn't get...
Wow.
I think a lot of that stuff happens in, like, your childhood. You know what I mean? Like, the music that you learn early on or from, like, your parents.
Mm.
I doubt Turnbull's parents were into AC/DC.
not at Potts Point.
No.
I don't think AC/DC ever performed at Potts Point.
joy.org.au.
And joining us is our very lovely Assistant Commissioner, Chief Commissioner Andrew Crisp.
Acting Chief for a change.
Acting Chief? Yeah, how exciting.
I didn't want to do this one. Yeah, well, pointing to my badge.
That's why I got your title wrong. Oh, no, I've got got Crispy's title wrong. Then there you go.
How exciting. Congratulations. Have you ever done that before?
No, my first stint. Yeah.
Is it really? Yeah. And how long are you doing it for?
3 weeks. 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
I'm counting down the days till I can hand back an organisation that's been well looked after.
Right. And where's the boss?
He's just having a break, having a holiday.
Just on holiday. Yeah,
in the lead up to summer, so good opportunity for
And have you been flexing your muscles, doing anything as the acting chief that you've been
I've been sitting in the office, shutting the door and hoping it all
just
goes
away. Just counting down the days.
Do you want to bring Hunter and I in for the couple of weeks to...
deputise you? Know,
yeah. On the street.
I'll remember that next time.
Keep us in mind.
Hey, Crispy, we want to talk to you about some Pride Awards that the cops are after.
Yes. So the Victoria Public Service Pride Awards this Friday night, and I think last year was the first year, and VicPol picked up a big award, and it was just a fantastic night, a great opportunity to recognise LGBTI people across the public service. So we've been nominated for two awards, and hopefully we get some good news this Friday night. I'll be there. I had a ball last year, so I'm looking forward to it again.
And who else is included in the public service?
Well, all the different government departments.
Oh, right.
Yeah, okay, sure. So yeah, a lot of people, and it was a fantastic, fantastic night. So I've mentioned before about Footscray and the assaults on men there.
At the park.
We worked this project up with the Victorian AIDS Council, so the patrol type thing.
Yeah.
And so we've been recognised for that. So, and also one of our sergeants has been nominated. I love this. It's the Rainbow Cardigan for the work that he's done in supporting.
And do you get a Rainbow Cardigan?
Well, I'm waiting to see. So I think that would be lovely.
Yeah,
so.
You get awarded a technical dream coat. What's it for?
For supporting people in the sector.
Excellent.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Excellent. I thought it might be like an older person.
Yes. I was trying to compare it to the yellow jersey in cycling. I thought maybe it's the motor scooter race.
Well, maybe it gets to wear it for 12 months and then hand it over. Yeah. I don't know.
And I just want to talk about the Public Equality Index?
Australia Workplace Equality Index. So again, second year Victoria Police, we've opened ourselves up to assessment with regards to LGBTI inclusiveness. People are confident to identify. I don't think last year we rated. This year we got a bronze, so it means we're in the top 25% of the public service. So we're doing a lot and we're improving. But we've still got a long way to go. So
is there in the police in Victoria Police, is there like a I don't know the right words. Is there like an LGBTI association or like social groups or anything like that?
Yeah, a great initiative out of the Police Academy. So there has been a support group established there. And that was only about 6 or 7 months ago. And again, with the big numbers coming through the organisation over the next 4 years, really, really positive. And again, when that was first set up, within 2 weeks, a number of people in the Academy approached that group, not in a negative way, in a positive way, to say, yeah, it's great we've got this group and how can we participate? So we're seeing a lot more of that go on in the organisation now.
So on Wednesday night, Wednesday, we had the big yes vote announcement, which is happy day all around. Was that a big day for the cops?
Yeah, it was. The Chief Commissioner said that, you know, we want equality for all our people, and we've got a number of people from the LGBTI community as you know, proud members of Victoria Police, but also proud of who they are. Mm-hmm. So, it was a great day.
Is there like, if you're like a gay policeman and there's like two jobs on Wednesday night, you can like, you know, and patrol a naval base, or you could be the police at the big gay celebration party. Can you put in a preference? Yeah.
I would imagine there would be some flexibility in relation to how those people could spend a shift.
Right. They call it the Crispy Richmond Grand Final Protocol.
That's what I was about to say. It might be similar to sporting events. And speaking of sport, I'm not sure if you listened to our sports wrap this morning, but I did mention Norwich. Drawing 1-1 with Barnsley.
No, I missed it. Thank you.
That was dedicated just to you.
Thank you.
None of our audience knew what I was talking about.
He was like, now for Crispy, the Canaries.
The Canaries, yeah.
Now, we talked earlier about Malcolm Turnbull has been under a bit of pressure for naming AC/DC songs, and I think you seem to be a man that could name a few.
You're an Australian leader.
Yeah.
Long way to the top. I actually went to the last AC/DC concert here in Melbourne, a couple of years ago? 2 years ago.
Yep.
I had to check out the police operation there. So I was
another perk.
I was in there though, but I remember. I think it's a long while since I've been to a big concert because I just felt as though the sound was actually pushing me against the wall. Oh. I could not believe how loud it was. It was great.
Where was that one? Where was that? It was an outdoor event, was it?
The last one I went to was Etihad. Great night.
Speaking of big events, we're heading into party season, silly season. What does that mean for you guys?
Look, it means generally a lot more work. And again, you know, it's a lot to do with alcohol. So, you know, it is our messaging around have a great time, but please just be sensible with that. You know, a big part we also talk about is about if you're out in a group, you know, look after each other. You know, sometimes some people look like they might make some poor decisions, but really just look out for each other. You know, have a great time. Melbourne's a great place. Victoria's a great state. Mm. Enjoy the weather, but be safe. The water as well. We've already had a number of incidents in pools. So please, again, no alcohol and water. Drugs and water, look after each other. Well, you know, let's all just enjoy the summer.
And what are the chances of you working on Christmas Day?
I do work Christmas Day.
Every year?
Yeah. My little ritual is that I get up very, very early and I like to go out and visit a few police stations and just say good day to the coppers that are actually working.
Sweet, crispy. What time are you getting up?
I might get up about 5.
Oh, that's an hour before me, but mine's not my choice. My young nephew Cooper is the one that normally wakes me up at 6 a.m. I want a few more hours.
Loves Christmas. He's 22.
that's my little ritual and then some family time.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, mate. Enjoy the rest of your day and we'll see you next week.
Well, a couple of weeks. I'll see you before Christmas.
Yes, one more time before Christmas.
Okay. And that who's that other person that's normally here?
Oh, you know, Harry.
Well, I miss her. Where is
Harry? Oh, she's off on a shoot this morning. Not like a shoot.
Weapons down.
Not a contract. No. All right. Thanks, guys. See you.
Joy.org.au.
Now, if you've just tuned in, a lot of people often claim to be bitten by a spider, but you have had this verified by a medical professional, yes?
Yes, my doctor has confirmed it definitely is spider bite. So I recognised it initially Sunday morning, but I just saw it. It's in the very sort of region of downstairs, sort of inner thigh.
Yeah, just off his T-sac, let's be honest.
Okay, it's around there.
So at first did you think, oh, God, I flared up again, or what did you think? What did you think, Dave?
No, I actually just thought it was like a pimple or something.
Right.
I didn't really think much of it.
An ingrown hair, perhaps?
Yeah, something like that. So I played cricket all day Sunday and it was a bit sort of annoying throughout the day. But I thought,
sensitive, sweaty,
and running around. Yeah,
do you wear a box when you play
cricket? I was only fielding, so I didn't.
You don't wear a box in the field?
No, you don't.
What positions wear a box?
When you bat. When you're actually batting.
Just batters?
Yeah, just when you're batting.
So if you're having a bat, you pop in a box?
Yes, you
right,
do.
Roger that.
Get your head around that one.
Roger that.
So then on the way home, I sort of started scratching it because I thought it was just a pimple. I thought just scratch it, whatever else.
God, what did your teammates think?
Well, it was on the way home.
They probably think you...
Yeah, some sort of madman.
Yeah, probably think you infested the communal box.
But then I've gone home, sat on the couch, and the housemate's going, what's on your leg? I'm like, I looked down and I thought, oh no, something's like... Majin.
Is it, describe it for us, is it like a throbbing boil? What was the situation?
It's like a little ulcer type thing in the middle with like a red patch.
Like a nest.
Yes.
Like a spider's nest.
Yes, and I didn't think much of it. I thought, it's going to pass. I'll whack on a bit of Dettol before bed and everything will be right.
Fine.
Wake up. Everything's good. I'm feeling all right. Get to work and I start talking to people and saying, I've been bitten by a spider. I think I have been bitten by a spider. Some people are going, you better get that checked out. By the time about 1 o'clock and about 3 or 4 of my colleagues have actually said, you better go and get it checked out because it was actually getting worse, a bit more.
And were you swelling up because you look swollen?
Yeah.
You sound a bit swollen.
I do. So then I'm a person that I don't like going to the doctors unless I really, really have to. So, but then everybody kept telling me to go to the doctors. By 1 o'clock, all of a sudden, it was a manic.
I was on.
Yep. I grabbed my laptop, packed my bag, jumped in the car.
Panic had set
in. Yep. Rang my boss and said, you know, I've got a spider bite. I'm panicking. I'm going to the doctors.
Yep.
So she said, yeah, sure. Dear. No worries. Let me know what's going on there. So the doctor said, yep, definitely spider bite. But he draws this little line around the red patch to see if like the red patch is expanding or it's getting worse.
Oh, like a measurement.
Yes, and it has.
It's got worse.
Yeah, it's got worse since I think my appointment was about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
Oh, you're cooked, mate. It must be all over.
Not only, Dave, have you been taken down by a spider, but there is a lady in the paper from New South Wales today. And get this, she has been attacked in the night by a rogue... kill the music. A rogue ferret.
You heard it right, guys. A ferret. A strange ferret. She doesn't have a pet ferret.
In her bedroom.
So she was sleeping. She woke up to a pincing pain in her cheek. She screamed.
And it wasn't her boyfriend?
She thought it was her dog. It was her boyfriend, Ferret, trying to get a leg over. She said, oh, get off, Ferret. I've got work in the morning. She got a dog, so she thought her own dog was attacking her.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you imagine? And then she woke up. She got it in her hand. It's an albino ferret.
Oh, and ferrets are disgusting animals. She's, I'm sorry.
They're like a stretch rat.
Them.
They're a
they
stretch
are.
Rat. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not even sorry. If you're listening, they're a stretch rat. So she woke up, screaming ensued, her and her partner running around the house. They grab the ferret. They throw it out to the backyard.
I can see
she starts tending to her festering wounds. Guess what happens?
Oh, no.
Guess what the evil ferret did?
It's not like one of those horror films when the villain comes back.
It came back.
Oh, my
the ferret
goodness.
Launched itself at their doggy door and got back in and tried to attack her again.
Oh, my God.
Is that the most terrifying story you've ever heard?
Just the sight of the ferret scares me, but
I agree.
Is the ferret like a demonic, some sort of evil?
Yes, I think they are demonic, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's been watching.
We're going to really upset the Melbourne Ferret Association if they're listening again to that. I don't know, they're big fans of the take.
Joy.org.au.
Now, Dave, we've got to give a big congratulations out there to Tony Abbott's daughter, Frances Abbott, who's announced her engagement to her partner.
Yeah, yep.
After a stunning relationship of 2 weeks, 14 days, one traditional Australian fortnight.
Say that again?
Just 2 weeks, they've got engaged. You know, the Abbotts are traditional, well, Tony Abbott at least is a traditional religious man, man of God. He's just thrilled about it. He's tweeted out congratulations to Franny
bizarre.
And how he can't wait to bring Sam, that's the fiancé, yeah. into the family to join the Abbott clan. So it sounds like everybody is just thrilled and there's nothing to see here.
I have Tinder dates that go longer than 2 weeks.
One date goes longer than
well,
2 weeks?
Well, you know, Tinder moments.
Oh, yeah, right. Do you think, though, it is possible to be taken by such love in 2 weeks that you
no,
think,
I've got
to
do it? Not.
And, you know, Frances Abbott, she's pretty cool. She came out for Marriage Equality.
Yeah, she did. She's a cool girl.
I kind of thought, when I saw that she was engaged, I kind of thought that it might be to a woman.
Oh, I actually did think that when I saw the first text.
But
as
no,
well,
but it turns out she's met a man. She's a power lifter or some sorts of things. She's been down at the gym. Can't get out of the gym. And she's met the guy. So I want to know, do you think it's possible to be in love after 2 weeks?
I'm going to say big no.
Big no.
Big
impossible?
No. Cannot happen. No way.
What about the idea, though, that you just make it work? So you fall in love. Oh. You said, I'm going to make it work with you.
It's like a business plan.
No, not really a business plan, but just like, I don't need to wait around for years. We're just going to get married now and we're going to make it work.
Oh, that's going to end in disaster.
But, you know, back in the day, people used to get married more quickly than they do now.
Yeah.
And, you know, they also didn't get divorced as much. I'm not saying that's cause and effect, but maybe it's a different attitude that they have.
But don't you need to know a little bit about, you know, each other? Like 2 weeks, like...
Yeah, true. That's true. You don't know a lot of
By the time somebody gets down on one knee, you want to know all their foods, where they live. You want to know every little bit about your partner.
Oh, well, don't you want a bit of mystery, though?
Not mystery that
I mean,
much. 2 weeks.
If you're going for years and years, you know, way too much about them.
Well, have they got it on in that 2 weeks?
I'd hazard a guess that they've got it on, but I mean, I'm not.
Maybe that's where
maybe they're waiting to marriage.
Maybe that's where he's really won her over.
Maybe that's why they had to get married, because they're waiting for marriage. You might have solved it there,
yeah.
Actually.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.